When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello everyone and welcome to the 2018 World Cup preview brought to you by That's Life.
It's the part we've all been waiting for.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
Part 5.
This is part 5.
Groups G and Groups H of our 2018 FIFA World Cup preview.
Special.
And Dave.
Yep.
Group G is the one.
Group G is the one, mate. This group, I'm going to be watching as close as I am to all the other groups. And for one reason, because it contains a team in here, which is very special to me.
Yep.
And it'll be amazing if they did the business. So, the teams in Group G are... Belgium, good nation there. Tunisia, another team called England. But the big one is Panama.
Panama,
you've got
first World Cup ever,
Panama,
Dave.
First World Cup, and absolutely
how exciting!
I mean, I'm beside myself. I just can't wait to see how they get on in this team, in this group. Against those teams. Going into the meat of it, Belgium, ranked three in the world, like say. Quality sides. We were off air, we were talking about Belgium, how they third in the world, but they've been quite consistent.
They're not the third best team, I don't think.
No, in this tournament, they're not the third best team, but third in the world.
Although, depends who you ask, I suppose, because they do have world-class players and a really good-looking team. It's just they haven't quite yet.
They haven't reached the zenith.
Yes, exactly. Perhaps this could be the World Cup they do it.
It could, no, yeah, exactly. It could well be. I mean,
they could be a dark horse, Dave.
I think Belgium are probably looking at this. Belgium will look at this group and think, "Wow, you know."
What a chance.
Happy days, yeah.
Three crap teams.
whoa.
What about?
There's Tunisia again. Tunisia are a dangerous side. They won't be a pushover for any of the teams in there. They if they do the business, they could get snatched second. England then, what prospects?
Prospects for England. I mean, we do the same thing.
Yeah.
Each World Cup, we go...
It's coming home.
Could we win
it's
it?
It's coming home,
maybe
lads.
We could win it. Maybe we just get on a good bit of run. You just don't know. And then we just perform crap and go out in a group stage or go out in the last 16 and just never really get going.
Yeah.
And leave the fans disappointed.
And we'll have another 4 years of building. To the next World Cup.
It's another building year. Yeah,
we've been building for the last 50 years.
It
just doesn't happen.
Pretty much.
No, I reckon England could get through to at least the top 16. I reckon they could get through.
They should get through the group.
They should.
If they don't get through this group, then we've really not done well.
In all seriousness, I reckon England. I can't see them winning the group, but they can get through. They can get through, and then when we're in the knockout stages, we'll see what happens. Probably crumble, but
soon as we play a big team, we tend to crumble,
like Iceland.
Yeah, and then sometimes the not big teams we tend to crumble. It's a difficult one. Dear. I mean, the last game is Belgium against England.
Oh, that's the last game. That could be the game that decides who goes through.
kind of, you'd expect both those teams to win both of their game, the first two games. Like, no disrespect to Panama and Tunisia, but you'd expect them not to, well, you never know with England, but you'd like to think we'll win both those games. I expect that Belgium will win both those games, and then it's a straight
head-to-head
for a win.
Yeah.
And that could affect, because, you know, if you win your group, you play the second place team in the group you're twinned with. So winning a group is quite key to avoid playing a big team.
Exactly.
But we shall see. I mean, I'm going to watch them all with hope, and I'll cheer us on and cry when we lose. And
the inevitable lose, yes. Quite. Yeah. But for me, though, the team that will almost definitely win this group is Panama. And not because I have that team in the sweepstake at work, but because I have a good feeling
that they could
go all the way. Beginner's luck, boom.
They could just ride it to the very end.
They'll just get there
and lift the World Cup trophy.
Yeah, that's my dream. Anyway, so. That's Group G. You haven't said who you have in your. Have you not done it yet?
We haven't done it yet.
Oh, well, we better get on it.
Well, it's not for me to. Oh, I don't even know if we're going
to. Ah, you need to organise it, mate.
Maybe I should, yeah. We do usually have a prediction league where we predict the scores and then you get points based on how close you are to the score.
Okay.
Which is good fun. I've never done that well in that. I mean, I did do two dissertations on predicting football scores.
I was going to say, did that not help?
Well, no.
it didn't. Wasn't very good then, your prediction.
It kind of relies on having lots of statistics.
Ah.
Lots of past games to use to base your predictions on. Which in a World Cup you have no real... There's no form in World Cups. As long as you win... You can play crap the entire time as long as you get through. You know, I think we can all look to Portugal in 2016 for that.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, didn't they win one game or something the whole tournament in 90 minutes?
Yeah, exactly. Something like that. Let's move on. That's Group G. We'll see what happens there. And finally, we have Group H. And
in Group H,
it's a bit of a, well, I don't know. We have Poland, Senegal, Colombia, and Japan featuring in Group H and the last teams in the tournament. I really don't know
what to make of this one.
Don't know. Colombia, you know, again, the Latin America, they've got the flair. I know Japan are a decent side.
Yeah. They work really hard. Going by what I've seen of them in the past, their teams tend to work hard and get involved. So, they're a difficult one to. We may draw them in the next round. You never know.
That's true. Yeah, we get through and they top the group. Poland are a good side as well. I think they're quite high up in the rankings.
Poland are 10th. Wow.
Yeah, I told you. Good side. They're quite high on the rankings.
Didn't expect that, to be
decent,
honest.
Decent side. I don't know. I was going to say it's between them and Japan, but I reckon Colombia might do something. Senegal, not such good feelings for Senegal, but...
I
don't know much about Senegal.
It's difficult.
Honest with you.
This is the hardest group to judge, I think.
Yeah, between this one and Group G, perhaps, or Group F.
Well, at least with Group G, there's two teams that stand out. Whereas in this group, there's four teams that could win, four teams that could lose all their games.
Yeah, there's no world class side here. There's no all star side.
Yeah, there's no star player. Well, there may be. But we haven't seen him yet.
That's true.
Oh, Colombia. Hold on. Don't Colombia have James Rodriguez? Spelt James.
James.
Because he scored a cracking goal in the last World Cup.
Alright.
Colombia Sportswear has come up when I type in Colombia.
Oh, okay. Don't let...
That says a lot about their how big a team they are. James Rodriguez is indeed Colombian. So he is a quality player. So
he's a player that could make a difference.
Yeah, I hope he's in the team. Yeah, he must be. Oh, and on Falcao as well. Right. They've actually got a fairly good team. I'm now going to put them right up to winning the group.
So Colombia to win the group. Well, there we go. We changed our predictions completely.
Yeah, I haven't looked at the other three teams in as much detail, but
Poland have
Lewandowski, who is quality. Japan, like we said, are a hard working side. Senegal, they did beat France in 2002.
Oh, very good. Really?
I know that's obviously... Oh. Yeah, so you know when France won... They won it when they were hosting 1998.
Oh, they were terrible, weren't they?
First game, yeah, they went out in the groups there. I think they lost all three... Well, they didn't score or something.
Yeah.
They lost all three games, I think.
So it just goes to show.
And then Spain did that as well in 2014, I think. Did they not?
Ooh, maybe. It's a curse. They didn't do very well. I remember that. It's a curse.
Anyway, we've looked at all the groups now, Dave.
We have.
We have previewed all eight groups. If you missed one of the groups that you would like to hear our thoughts on, you can go back and listen to parts 2, 3, 4, and 5 of the groups. Part one is an intro of sorts. And we're now going to move on to the last part. Part 6. Although I'm going to do an outtakes, which is like a bonus. So it's kind of the last part, but it's not really. It's part 6, where me and Dave are going to talk some predictions.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.